Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining me on Real Estate for Millennials. My name is Sara Shamaradian, aka Millennial Realtor LA, and today joining me is Vanessa. So welcome, thank you so much for being on the show with
me. Hello, thank you for having me. I am the branch manager, escrow officer of Chartwell Escrow here at Pasadena, 680 Colorado. And I've been doing escrow for 20 plus years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I started in 1998. I did escrow in the San Fernando Valley till about 2012, and then I came to the San Gabriel Valley.
Cool.
So I've been here since 2012, and I've been with Chartwell only since August, actually.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just joined the Compass Chartwell team, and I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you.
Thank you. You've
been very helpful with me, especially. I haven't had the opportunity to work with you directly as an escrow officer, but you've been so, so helpful with questions that I've had.
Good.
So thank you for that.
You're
and
welcome.
I'm really happy to have you on the show because you seem very knowledgeable, and I'm excited for the viewers to have a taste of your knowledge.
Yes.
So let's get started.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and start with what is escrow. Let's explain
sure.
to the viewers what is escrow and what escrow does in the buying process.
Right. Okay. So escrow is a neutral third party, and it's actually quite simple. The only thing that escrow does is collect documents and collect money and release documents and release money. And that's literally escrow. That's all we do. We're not on either side. We don't represent the buyer. We don't represent the seller. We don't represent listing agents or lenders. We are just a neutral third party that talks to all the parties involved. So we talk to the listing agent, the selling agent, the buyer, the seller, the termite company, the lender, the insurance company. All these people talk to us. So that's why we're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these people are calling us, emailing us, getting us stuff, or we're requesting stuff from them. So that's pretty much what we do. We're the center. We're the liaison. We're what we bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you first said it's very simple, I was like, no, it's not. You guys do a lot. And
we do.
There's
we
a
do.
Lot of work that goes into escrow.
Yes.
And the deals literally would fall apart without a good escrow officer.
That is
so
true.
Yeah. But let's explain how short or long escrow
sure.
takes in the buying process. So when someone has put in an offer, it's been accepted, and they've opened escrow,
mm-hmm.
how long does it take to close?
So industry standard, technically, if you have a buyer that's getting a loan, is normally 30 to 45 day escrow. That's a normal, average, 90% residential turnaround time. If you have an all cash buyer, you can close as early as 5 business days. I've closed an escrow in 3 days.
Wow.
But the only thing that would hold back a all cash transaction is the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
So if your seller has an existing mortgage, we have to order that payoff statement, which we'll have to
okay.
pay through escrow. And so sometimes with some of these lenders, it could take 10 business days just to get that payoff, and we can't close without that. So that's something that would delay an all cash closing, would be
right.
the seller's payoff.
Right.
But if you didn't have a seller's payoff, or you got it right away, like Wells Fargo, you can get in an hour.
Oh, wow.
So let's say you're selling your house to me and I have all cash and you have a Wells Fargo payoff. We open escrow on Monday and escrow is awesome like we are, and we get everything done that day. We order the payoff. You come in, you notarize your grant deed. I come in, I sign all my stuff. I send in the money on Tuesday. We could close as early as Wednesday.
Wow.
Really that fast.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but all the stars have to align for something
right.
like that to happen.
Right.
In your average traditional residential transaction, 30, 45 days is
yeah,
standard.
30 to 45 days. I think I've done 45 days once before. Usually it's 30 days, and that's because you want to be competitive when you're putting in an offer.
Yes.
So when you are putting in an offer, sometimes the only reason you would do more than 30 days is if you're renting.
True.
Right? So when you're renting, not maybe it's not the only reason, but it's one of the biggest reasons that
mm-hmm.
I've seen that if a buyer is waiting more than 30 days, it's because they have rent to pay and they can't get out of that contract yet.
Yeah.
So they need that extra time. Other than that, there's really no reason.
No, as long as the lender
yeah,
is
lender.
Getting on top of it
mm-hmm.
and staying on top of it and getting everything they need from their buyer to send the documents to
mm-hmm.
underwriting, get the loan clear to close, getting that CD out, and getting loan docs to escrow in time, there's really no reason why you can't close in 30
yeah.
days. Yeah.
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 Okay, great. So let's talk about who really pays for escrow.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so the escrow fee is negotiable. So on the purchase contract, you will see that there are boxes
mm-hmm.
that you can mark either buyer or seller. and it says who should pay the fee. Industry standard, 99.999999% of the time, it's 50-50.
Right.
So if you're the seller and I'm the buyer, you pay your escrow fee and I pay my escrow fee. Very rarely is it anything else. That would be like, that would probably be a special circumstance. Like, let's say, you're giving me a bunch of furniture or something like that. So I'll say, hey, I'll pay the whole escrow fee.
Right.
So we negotiate that between ourselves. But that would be something on a special occasion.
Right.
So normally the seller pays their own escrow fees and the buyer pays their own escrow fee.
And this differs, right, with city to city, state to state.
So escrow in Southern California, so Northern California works a little bit differently.
Different, right?
Yes. Yeah. In Northern California, escrow and title are one thing.
Right.
Okay. In Southern California, escrow and title are separate. They're two different things that do two different jobs and they have their own fees. Mm-hmm. So in Southern California, the industry standard fee is $2 per thousand plus some kind of base. So that's the escrow fee. So if your escrow fee is $2 per thousand, do the math, then that's normal. That's standard. And then title charges or title fees are published insurance rates, and those are non-negotiable. So those are published rates. So it is what it is. And everything is based on the sales price.
Yeah, and we're going to be covering title in the next episode. So this is really important because escrow is a very big part of the buyer's experience when buying a house. Okay, so now we've covered that, the money part of it. So let's talk about escrow instructions, because I've realized with my first-time home buyers that the first batch of contracts that they get very confused. The documents that they get very flustered because it is like a pack of documents that they have to sign, and it does get confusing if you haven't done it before. Maybe you can go over those escrow instructions that you initially send to
a
buyer.
Right. So I do escrow every day, obviously, right? So I'm dealing with these papers and forms every day. But a buyer and a seller will probably only do this about maybe 2 to 3 times in a lifetime.
Yeah.
So it can be overwhelming when you get these packages, but they're actually quite simple. And with some guidance from an experienced escrow officer, it's pretty easy to get through. So you'll get your escrow instructions. Well, let's start with buyer first. So you're the buyer. Mm-hmm. You'll get a set of escrow instructions, which are 90% boilerplate and general provisions, which means it just outlines escrow's position in the transaction. What we do, what we're here for, and what we do and what we don't do. Mm-hmm. That's all. So that stuff is standard and boilerplate. You don't have to worry about it. There'll be the first couple pages will be particular to your transaction. It'll say the closing date. It'll have the buyer and seller's information. It'll have the purchase price and the deposit and all that kind of stuff. And then the buyer will get some additional forms. They'll get something called a statement of information, which will ask for all their information, name, social, all that stuff, which they will know, driver's license, residence, etc. They'll get a buyer vesting insurance form. So on that form, you're gonna have to decide as a buyer, Sarah, are you buying this as a single person, a married person? Are you buying it with your brother? Are you buying it with your husband? How are
parents.
You guys, parents, how are you guys related? Let's say you're buying it with your brother and you're single and he's single, then it's Sarah, a single woman, Thomas, a single man, as joint tenants. You have to figure out that tenancy. So are we joint tenants, community property, right of survivorship? These are all different vestings that you can hold. Now, unfortunately, as a neutral third party, I can't advise you on what kind of vesting you should pick. So that will take some research as to what the best vesting for your particular situation will be. So vesting is how you're going to hold title on that grant deed. When when it closes and you own that property, what is it going to say? Is it going to show your middle name or your full name, like just initial or the full middle name?
Right.
If you have a very common name, then maybe you would want your full middle name to distinguish yourself. Insurance. You'll need to have fire insurance when you close escrow, right? So you'll need to give escrow that insurance information. AAA, State Farm, whoever you're going through for fire hazard insurance. So that's really it. Buyer escrow instructions, buyer vesting, figure that out, and your insurance.
Yeah.
And then who's your lender? But we have that information usually when we open escrow.
And home insurance is something that you guys cover too. Not cover, sorry,
we
but
order.
You order
mm-hmm.
for them.
We order and we pay the first year through escrow because your lender is going to require that.
Right.
Okay, because your lender is going to need that at closing, so we're required to pay that up front through escrow. Mm-hmm. Part of your closing costs is going to be the fire insurance.
Great. Let's move on to earnest money deposit because this is a huge factor of the escrow process, and not a lot of people know about it. So let's explain what the earnest money deposit is, and let's kind of take the fear out of it, because I feel like people panic over it, and it's money, but it's money that you were gonna spend regardless.
Right, so your good faith deposit or earnest money deposit is part of your down payment. So as if you're going out and you're shopping for a home and you work with your lender and they're like, you're putting 20% down. Okay, well, that's your down payment. And like you said, normal industry standard is 3% deposit. And so of that 20%, 3% gets deposited in the beginning.
Of the 20%
down? Of
the
20%,
the down payment, okay.
So you deposit that in the beginning and it goes towards the purchase price.
Okay.
So, and you will see that on your closing statement as a credit. Mm-hmm. So you'll see your good faith deposit, you know, and then you'll see your final funds, and those two together will add up to that 20% down.
Can we explain what this deposit is for? What is that 3% earnest money deposit for?
It's good faith, exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. I, the buyer, am promised to buy your house. And
in
as good faith, I'm putting down this 3% to show you that I'm serious.
Okay.
Okay? So that's exactly what it is. It's good faith.
Great. And escrow holds this.
Correct. Okay. So as an escrow holder, we hold all the money and we hold all the documents and we don't release money to the seller or release money any documents for recording until all parties are ready and in agreement. So if at any time there's a problem and the buyer indicates that to the escrow company, at that time, escrow is obligated to stop.
Right. Okay.
We cannot move forward until all parties are in agreement.
Right. Okay. So with all this money being transferred back and forth to escrow from escrow, in the more recent years, there has been a lot of wire fraud.
Yes.
So now escrow companies have taken into account with the wire fraud, and they've really started this whole prevention programs, right, to prevent wire fraud. I've heard very sad stories about this.
Yes.
People losing lots of money from wire fraud.
Yes.
So now escrow companies are really taking initiative to prevent this.
Yes.
So I just want to, you know, put that out there, and I want maybe you can talk about how you can prevent this and what you guys do in order to prevent this from happening.
Right. So the industry has obviously changed over the years.
Yes.
So when I started the industry, we didn't do wires. We had cashier's checks. Everything was cashier's checks, okay? So now with the industry that it is, it's everything is online and we wire funds through the wire system, right? So hackers and scammers have figured out a way to target real estate agents because they know that you are in real estate transactions, okay? And so what they do is they infiltrate the emails and they impersonate buyers or sellers or even escrow.
Yeah.
And so we've taken measures and we have certain policies in place that protect your buyers and the sellers so that we don't fall harm to wire fraud.
Yeah.
And let me just say that Chartwell is one of the highest insured escrow companies in the DBO. We have a $10 million wire fraud insurance policy.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So we have a lot of protections. Mm-hmm. God forbid, in the event something happens, that we have the funds and the assets to protect your buyers and continue escrow.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
so that's a really great protection. So as a buyer, when you open escrow, we are sending you wiring instructions through a secured platform. We use a platform called Qualia, and it's secured. You have to have a password to get into it. Your buyer will create a password, and that's how they get into the wiring instructions. So if we send them password protected, then the scammers can't get into those wiring instructions,
right?
So if you're opening escrow with a different escrow company, what you would want to do is when you receive those escrow wiring instructions, you would want to call the company.
Pick up the phone, millennials.
Pick up the phone, yes. Do not email because they can impersonate emails,
I know,
right?
Yep.
call them to verify the wiring instructions. Before you wire any funds, verify the wiring instructions. And I would Google the name of the escrow company and double check whatever email signature line you're getting with the phone number and just make sure that that's correct. And always verify wiring instructions before you wire any funds.
I thought this was really important to talk about because not a lot of people know this is going on. And I've just heard so many sad stories about it. So I'm just, you know, I just think it's important to talk about and to just let people know, let buyers know that this is happening. And this happens to people who are, you know, on top of their stuff and it still happens. Yes. So anyway, so this is really great ways to prevent from wire fraud. Yeah. So let's talk about what happens when a transaction gets canceled, because that does happen. Mm-hmm. It's not as often as people think, but it does happen.
Sure.
And what happens when it does get canceled, and what happens with your deposit? What are the restrictions with that?
So canceling a escrow transaction before you've released all your contingencies, you know, usually results in the deposit going back to the buyer. But that's something that you have to negotiate with the other side. Mm-hmm. So canceling is something that is negotiated between the agents and the clients, the buyer and the seller. And I just kind of sit back and wait to get instruction. Like, we're canceling and this is who gets the deposit. I have seen where, you know, they don't agree and they go into arbitration, you know, like, very rarely is it canceled at the very last minute, but it's not like entirely uncommon. But you have to be careful about your contingencies, you know, and that's something your agent will guide you through as far as releasing all your contingencies and stuff like that. My office personally, we don't charge any cancellation fees, but I can't say that for other escrow companies. Also, you have to be careful if you're buying a condo and you ordered HOA docs, is there an HOA cancellation fee? So sometimes third parties might have cancellation fees that we can't, you know, we don't control. So you might want to check about that too.
Okay, so thank you for all this information. Let's just end by what happens at the close of escrow. What happens at the very end? Any documents that are like specific that are at the close. Let's talk about deeds. And lastly, about the wiring the rest of the deposit.
So basically, So basically what we are waiting for in order to close is loan documents. Okay, so that's a really great day when loan documents get to escrow, because that means we're about to close. So the lender gets us the loan documents and we call the buyer, they sign their loan documents, and at that time we tell them what the balance of their final funds is, and they go ahead and they wire in those final funds. And it should always be the same wiring instructions where you wired your EMD. So if you ever get an email at the closing of escrow right before we're closing saying wiring instructions have changed, red flag. Call your agent. It's probably a scammer. Don't listen to that.
So good to know.
Yeah. Wiring instructions should not change throughout the course of a transaction. And then there's two deeds. So there's the deed of trust and there's the grant deed. Okay. So your deed of trust comes with your loan documents, and it's the document that holds the house's collateral against you until you pay off the loan. Right? So that's kind of like, I mean, you don't have pink slips anymore for cars, but like once you pay off that loan completely, then that deed of trust gets removed and the original gets sent back to you. It's like, you've paid us off, you own it now, free and clear.
Right.
Okay. And the grant deed is the deed that goes from seller to buyer. Okay. So you'll see, you'll get the original after closing. The county recorders will mail it to you directly. And you'll see it from the seller to you, and that's your grant deed of transferring title. So the buyer wires the rest of their down payment to escrow, okay? And the lender funds the loan actually to the title company, okay? So your loan funds, and then you record the next day in Los Angeles County. Okay, so let's say we're closing Friday the 20th, then we would want to fund the loan on December 19th. That means, like, if you're borrowing $300,000, then the lender takes their fees and they transfer that $300,000 to the title company. And then the buyer transfers their 20% to me, or the rest of their 20% out of the three. And then what the title company does is they pay off the existing mortgage, they pay off taxes, they take their fees, and then they release the rest of the money to me. And then on the 20th, I get that all that money after they've paid off the mortgage and the taxes and everything they need to pay. I get that money and I pay everybody else. and I refund the buyer their difference, because usually we collect more than we need, and so they're always going to get a buyer refund, and then we give the seller their proceeds once it's confirmed, once it's all said and done.
Great. Well, thank you so much. This was very informative. I think we covered everything that there is to know about escrow and what escrow does. If you guys have any other questions, please let me know. And if I don't know, then I'll ask Vanessa over here. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week. Thanks. Bye.